אנחנו קוראים בספר זוהר לעם פרשת נשא.
We are reading in Zohar for all the portion of Nassau carrying the article Birkat HaKohanim, the blessing of the priests. You can ask questions at kab.info and selected questions will be aired live. The book of Zohar for all, the portion of Nassau, Birkat HaKohanim 179.
Well, say some intention. What do you suggest? Eli, say something. You're a sensitive man, a beautiful language.
In truth, I'm asking for the force to subdue myself before the friends, so that the greatness of the Creator would appear between us, and this can be through subjugation towards them, to be a vessel that serves them.
Why?
In order to give contentment to him.
Okay, that's quite right. Chanoch, what are you laughing? You also want to surrender yourself in front of the friends? Where is the honor that I deserve? Let's hope so.
179. The holy name that emerges from the blessing of the priests rises above up to the throne of above, Bina. And the high divinity, Bina, and the low divinity, Malchut, are grateful and agree with the priests in those blessings.
Try to search inside of you. Each one is searching inside of him. These discernments, Kiseh, Bina, Malchut, each and everything inside the feeling, inside the desire.
And all of those 60 appointees over each letter are blessed. Therefore it is written, and they have placed my name over the people of Israel, and I shall bless them. And then the Creator blesses Israel. 180.
Meaning only that point in the heart is beginning to grow. It means that he is blessing Israel compared to the other nations of the world, which is the general desire to receive.
The blessing of the priests. The Lord shall bless you, the Lord shall shine, the Lord shall carry. The source of these three names is Yud Hei Vav Hei, sanctity, Aleph Hei Yud Hei, Aleph Hei Yud Hei, Aleph Hei Yud Hei, from whose source there is Yud Hei Vav Hei. The connection of both of them, the unification of both of them, is Aleph Daled Nun Yud, in which there are the letters Aleph Yud. And the fourth Aleph Yud is implied by the two explicit names in them. The name Yud Bet Kei is the acronyms of the unification of the holy blessing, which are the three names Aleph Hei Yud Hei, Hei Vav Yud Hei, Aleph Daled Nun Yud, that in Gematria they are 112. And the Zohar first explains the blessing, which is the blessing of the priests. And it says, the Lord shall bless you, the Lord will shine, the Lord will carry. And the source for those three names is Yud Hei Vav Hei. A blessing is Havaya, Hei Vav Yud Hei, and those are the three names of Havaya in the blessing of the priests that correspond to the three lines, the three letters Yud in Havaya, filled up with Sag, 63. Yud Hei Vav Hei. The three letters of Yud, of Sag, are the acronyms of these three Havayot, plural of Havaya.
We have a problem. There is a language for physics, for chemistry, for biology, zoology, botany, all sorts of sciences. But there is no language for emotion, because in our world, we cannot divide the different shades and so on. when we begin to reveal the desire to receive and inside of it there's different fulfillments in relation to the quality of the desire and the size of the desire from right to left and the center and the degrees of coarseness, we need a language. How will we do it? Let's say the language of notes for musicians. It's not a language. All it is I draw a certain symbol that someone has to play and feel, and then he understands maybe what kind of emotion I delivered him, and for him it could be a different emotion. So we have a serious problem here, and this is why psychology and psychiatry are not sciences. They're something that we can scrape from our experience in life, but no more. Because we have no way to measure these senses, to bring them into some sort of coherent order, some charts, graphs, so it becomes like an iron rule. And when Kabbalists developed this form of writing in Gematria, it is truly a language that is very laconic, very short.
Very
condensed, it can condense into it many details, many and yet accurately at that. And also in giving it from one to another. It's not like in a musical composition that each one who plays it can imagine what the composer was thinking about. Here he cannot make a mistake. You have to, in order to open those gematrias, reach the same place, the same phenomena, be incorporated in the same soul that wrote these things, and then you receive exactly that state in that you become one with it in adhesion, and therefore you are certain that your message, the message you received, was truly received. Yes.
Continuing with Ve'ata now. Now it explains sanctity, and it says sanctity, Aleph Hey Yud Hey, Aleph Hey Yud Hey, Aleph Hey Yud Hey. From its source, there is Yud Hey Vav Hey. Kedusha, sanctity, is Aleph Hey Yud Hey, and these are three times Aleph Hey Yud Hey, corresponding to the three lines. The three letters of Aleph in Havaya filled up with Mam, Mem Hei, 45, like that. Yud Hei Vav Hei. Because the three letters, those three letters, Aleph, are the acronyms of the three Aleph Hei Yud Hei. And now it explains Yichud, unification. And it says the connection of both of them, the unification of both of them, is Aleph Daled Nun Yud. The unification of those two names, Hey Vav Yud Hey, Aleph Hey Yud Hey, in sanctity and in the blessing, is in the name Adni, Aleph Daled Nun Yud, in which there are the letters Aleph Yud. Therefore, it has the acronyms of those two names of Aleph Hey Yud Hey, Hey Vav Yud Hey. The Aleph of the Aleph Hey Yud Hey, the Yud of Havaya, which implies that the two names Aleph Hey Yud Hey, Hey Vav Yud Hey, unite in the Aleph Yud of the Aleph Daled Nun Yud. And because there are three Aleph Hey Yud Hey and three Havayot corresponding to the three lines, which are the three letters of Yud in Havaya filled up with Sag 63, and three letters Aleph in Havaya filled up with Ma 45, it follows that after their unification with one another, they are three times Aleph Yud, because in every line there is Aleph Yud corresponding to the three beginnings of Aleph Yud Hey, Hey Vav Yud Hey. And the Aleph Yud in Adni, in Malchut, receive from the three Aleph Yud in those three lines.
Okay.
Article Vesamu Echmi, and they placed my name. Item 181. Vesamu Echmi, and they placed my name, means they will correct. That the priests will correct in their blessing the sefirot of the right to the right, and the sefirot of the left to the left. That they must not err in them, and correct everything, so that the uppers and the lowers would be blessed. 182. And if they do so, it is written, and I shall bless them. I shall bless those priests, as written, and those who bless you are blessed. And it is written, and I shall bless those who bless you. Those bless to the people, and I shall bless those who bless. 183. A priest that the people do not love shall not lift his hands. And there was a single priest who got up and lifted his hands, and before he completed his action, he became a pile of bones, because he did not bless with love. And another priest got up and lifted his hands and blessed and corrected that day. Any priest who does not love the people, or the people do not love him, should not lift his hands to bless the people. As written, one who has a good eye shall be blessed. Don't read it as shall be blessed, but rather shall bless.
It's very interesting. How can such thing be? That he reaches the degree of Kohen, of priest, and he is in lack of love or even hatred. Or the people don't like him, don't love him, or he doesn't love the people. How can that be? But inside men, then it is understood. He did not correct himself, and therefore he is in these opposing discernments.
184. It is said about that wicked Bilam, that at the time that he gave himself to bless Israel, he would look with an evil eye, so that the blessing should not take place. And he would hang his words on the evil eye, as written, the speech of Bilam is his son Beor, that Beor would hate them more than all the other people of the world. 185. It is written, Pkach enecha, open your eyes, in order to bless. And the blessing of Rav Himnon HaSaba would be the following, that the Creator would open his eyes towards you. And about the wicked, it is written, the speech of the man who is blind in one eye, so that they would not be blessed by him. Because of that, a priest who blesses with a good eye, his blessing comes to be. And one who does not bless with a good eye, it is written, do not fight the bread of the one with the evil eye, and do not yield to his delicacies, meaning do not want any blessing from him. 186. And the Creator did not want to listen to Bilam. Shouldn't it have said to Balak, since everything was done by Balak? However, because he would shut his eyes, so that Israel would not be blessed. The Creator told Balaam, wicked, you have shut your eyes so that my sons will not be blessed. And I shall open my eyes, and all the things that you will say, I will invert them into blessings. As written, and the Lord your God shall invert the curse to a blessing, because the Lord your God has loved you. 187. It is written, one with a good eye shall be blessed because he gave from his bread to the poor. From his bread, as written, the bread of his God from the Holy of Holies, meaning that from the Holy of Holies comes the bread of his gods. Because of that, for he shall give from his bread to the poor. How much the Creator loves Israel, that the uppers are not blessed except for Israel. One with a good eye, Yesod, poor, is Malchut, Bina, the Holy of Holies. This means that the Holy of Holies, Bina, the abundance emerges from her, which is called the bread of his God. One with a good eye, Yesod, gave from his bread, from the abundance of Bina, called the bread of his God, he gave that to the poor, to Malchut.
We're forgetting about the intention to connect. Let's refresh that, please.
Timur from Istanbul is asking, what kind of action do we need in order to advance our intention? And can we define intention as the prayer before the prayer?
You cannot forget about the intention later on. Intention has to accompany you at every moment. You're doing something, you're not doing something, you're doing good, you're doing evil. You have to be constantly aware of why are you doing it, what is your aim, what do you intend of attaining, what do you want the result to be. The wisdom of Kabbalah addresses a man who wants something out of his life. And then it teaches him how to demand for every moment in life the correct thing. That something beneficent, maximum efficiency, maximum benefit will come out of it. Meaning they bring you to understand what is the most desirable profit. That should be that the rest, the other profits are only blocking your path and push you off the path, and they teach you how to take advantage of life. This is the foundation of the wisdom of Kabbalah, how to take advantage of your desire to receive in order to attain the good thing, the eternal, the whole. That's it.
John from Chicago is asking, what can we look forward to from searching for these words in our desire? And should we look for some sort of magical revelation as a result of the effort?
Of course, by searching, I yearn, I penetrate, I want to come near the depth of my will to receive, which I still do not feel. Where are they inside? Where are they hiding? Where is this structure? Because it's inside my desire. I'm on this upper crust of my will to receive, but inside, there's this huge, massive sphere that I desire to enter. It's all in me, inside of me, but I do not feel it. I do not work with myself. To the extent that I enter and discern all those desires and the intentions and prepare them in correlation with the light, to that extent I will reveal the world of infinity. Let's continue. Oh, Gershon.
I wanted to ask specifically about that. Two things. One is that I actually focus on wanting for my friends, for all the creatures, that the Creator would live in them, would be revealed in them, so intent towards that. And the other thing is when I look into the inside and I see within me how where the forces are operating, let's say now during the reading, those things, well, what's more correct to do? Where should I be precise? Where should I look into the priest within me, Bilam within me?
Yes, all of them. They're all inside you. Those are discernments in your will to receive. From the Creator to the Paro, it's all in you. There's nothing outside of you. All those discernments are inside your desire to receive. There is a root outside of it. This is the emanator. We do not attain him. But the Creator, Bore, come and see that you have to reveal. This is the general corrected discernment in you. It is called Bore. So when you reach it, you reach adhesion with all your desires in order to bestow to him. And what does it mean to him? To that image that your desire to receive paints for you from its corrected state.
Meaning, I constantly look inwardly and I see where is my thought in the outward direction and where my thought in the inside or inward direction are struggling.
We can say that.
So as I do that, it's hard for me to focus on thinking about the friends because I focus more on looking at my own development. So where here is the...
You can look at it this way. It's not terrible. One through the other. Through the connection with the friends into your inner desire. Please.
188. The Creator swore that he would not enter Jerusalem of above the complete zivug of Yud Hey until Israel would enter Jerusalem of below, until the complete redemption. As written, it is holy within you, and I shall not come to the city. That so long as divinity is in exile, the name up above is not whole. And so long as all the corrections were not corrected before the end of correction, as if the upper name is left lacking. Because there are two zivugim, couplings in Abba Ve'ima, an inner and an outer. And the Creator swore to not enter Jerusalem of above the inner zivug of Yud Hei, which are Abba and Ima. But the external zivug of Abba Ve'ima applies to the 6,000 years. It is said about the inner zivug that as if the holy name remains lacking. It is not said about the external zivug. 189. Rabbi Zera told Rabbi Abba, I have seen the face of divinity. And one who sees the face of divinity must go and run after it. As written, and we shall know, and we shall give chase to know the Lord. And it is written, many nations went and said, let us climb the mount of the Lord and the house of the gods of Jacob, and he shall teach us his paths, and we shall follow his ways. Because the Torah would come out of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And I want to follow you and learn from those good things that you taste every day in the holy room of Rabbi Shimon.
Okay? Wait, please.
Rav, я вот по поводу работы. Мы пытаемся объединиться, найти вот эту точку объединения, держать намерение на объединение для того, чтобы насладить Творца. Или мы сначала как бы ищем Творца, а потом понимаем, чтобы насладить его, мы должны объединиться. Вот что сначала?
He's asking what comes first. Do we want to unite? And within this unity, we want to give the Creator contentment? Or we search for the Creator and we discover that we can give him contentment only through the connection between the friends? What comes first? The intention for connection or the intention towards the Creator?
You can look at it this way or that way. It depends on the state a person finds himself. Sometimes through the connection he awakens to the Creator that he forgot about him, and sometimes by yearning to the Creator he understands that he can only attain that through the connection, that connection between everyone and the Creator that is revealed inside of it is the internality and externality of the same state. It speaks of a single state, but a cause and effect, sometimes he alternates them.
If I'll open up a concert of Rachmaninoff and I'll start imagining the notes that are there, how much would I feel that? How much does it help me here?
Did I say it will help you?
You said try to imagine what is a throne in your sensation, try to find it, what is Bilam, what is Balak.
Through his composition, you can feel how he was brought to write this particular composition. You can feel that if you reach a place where he was operated in, you would not feel what he feels. This is nonsense, all his feelings. He was a very unpleasant man. But you would feel how he is being operated. This you would feel.
No,
let's continue.
Article Vayachsheveha Lo Tzedakah, and he considered it justice or charity. 190. It is written, and he believed in the Lord, and he considered it charity. Does it mean that the Creator considered it as charity towards Abraham, or Abraham towards the Creator? It is written, and he considered her in female form. Means that certainly Abraham considered it towards the Creator. It is written, and he brought him out and said, look at the skies and count the stars if you can. That the Creator told him, leave that wisdom of stars that you have, that Abraham saw through the wisdom of the stars that he will not have a son. That is not the way to know my name. You see, and I see. Abraham does not beget, however, Abraham does beget. Sorry, Avram does not give birth, but Avraham does give birth. From here onwards, you will try to know my name in a different way. Because it is written, so shall your seed be. Ko, so, is the 10th holy sphira of the king to know his name. Sphira, from which the dinim, judgments, awaken. 191. Ko yezarecha, so shall be your seed, that his seed will be from Malchut, truly. And if not the Sephira of Malchut, he shall have no seed. And by that, Malchut inverted to Rachamim. At that time, Abraham was happy to look and know his name and cleave unto him, because he was told with ko. And even though the dinim, judgments, awakened from her, Abraham considered it to that sphira, even though it is din, as though it was rachamim. Because without her, he will have no sons. As written, vayachsheveha, and he considered her in female form. And he considered her the sphira of malchut. He considered her to tzedakah, charity, which is rachamim. Because tzedek, justice, is din, and tzedakah, charity, is rachamim. Ko kafe is the last tefira, malchut, and is called tzedek, justice. And dinim, judgments, awaken from her. And Abraham, even though he knew that dinim awakened from that justice, tzedek, considered her tzedakah, charity, that no judgments awaken from, because she is rachamim, mercy. V'Hashem birech et Avraham b'kol, and the Lord blessed Abraham with everything. 192. And the Lord blessed Abraham with everything. It is as written, because there is all kol in the heavens and in the earth, that he blessed Abraham with the sphira of Yesod, called kol, all or everything, which is what bestows and blesses the degree of Malchut. Kol, Yesod, receives from the heavens, from Zerampin, and bestows upon the land, Malchut. It is written, Ko tevarchu, so you shall bless, that the priests will bless Malchut, called Ko, because Ko is blessed by the priest for Israel, so that Israel will be blessed down below, and there would be blessing in all. And for the future time, it is written, the Lord shall bless you from Zion. Blessed is the Lord from Zion who dwells in Jerusalem. That Malchut would not need to be blessed first. Rather, the blessing would always be in her. Zion is the internality of Malchut, and Jerusalem is the externality of Malchut. And we'll move on to the next part of the lesson from Taz.